Amen. Well, today is Promotion Sunday, and this is the Sunday that some of the our young people are being promoted from their class that they're in to the next class. And so we want to make sure we recognize them, and we also want to recognize some other awards that are going to be given to these young folks. And so they're sitting in here with us this morning. This is also an opportunity for the teachers to kind of take a break as well. But this is about the children today, and we want to make sure that we recognize them. And so at this time, I want to go ahead and get started. Brother John, why don't you come on up? And Brother John, him and Sister Lily and Kim Morton and others, they do the younger kids. And so he's going to tell you exactly who's being promoted and who's going to get rewards.
All right. Yes, we do have some fun things and some sad things as well, because me as a Sunday school teacher, I lose kids. And then on the other side, it's some fun time because I get to then gain kids as well. So the way that it's going to work, I'll tell you here in just a minute. But we're going to do first and foremost, we're going to do a certificate of achievements today. And what we're doing here is that we actually have made some certificates for each of the kids that had excellent attendance and some that had good attendance, so that we reward those that have been coming and being faithful so that they can grow spiritually in Sunday school as well as the other classes as well, such as Wednesday night and junior church. And so we want to award those kids that have come and that have actually done very well. So I'm actually going to ask my wife if she'll come up here, Mrs. Story. She's my helper for the primary class. And so for the primary class, we had actually one that had excellent attendance, and we had one that had good attendance. So the one that had excellent attendance, he missed, I think he missed one day. Now, we don't count the coronavirus against anybody due to the fact that we had to stay home due to the governor's mandate. So we don't hold any of that against any of the kids that didn't get to come for those times. But throughout the rest of the time that they were allowed to come, we actually kept track of who actually did, who had excellent attendance, who had good attendance. So the one in primary class that had excellent attendance was Benjamin. Come on up, Benjamin. So what we did for each of those that actually had excellent attendance, they got a card as well as a gift card to Dairy Queen. So he gets that from Dairy Queen. So thank you, buddy. You can go have a seat. Appreciate you. All right, and then we had one that had good attendance. So those that had excellent attendance, we did right about, if they missed one or two days, the other ones is good attendance, up to 5 to 6 days. And the one in our class, in primary class, was Cole DuPerry. So come on up, Cole. Cole did really good. We appreciate him coming and being faithful in the service. Appreciate you doing that. All right, and then this is the sad part about it all. I now have to take the kids that were in my class that are being promoted onto the next class, from the primary class into the juniors class, and each of these kids are actually graduating from it, and I'm looking here. I don't think I have any of them here today, so I'll just name them for you, and I'll show you the certificates that they will be getting for being promoted into the next class over, and the five that will be promoted is Ella Benedict, Raiden Hall, Casey Norman, Carson Durand, and Hannah Ford. All of them will be leaving my class and going into the next class. So we will get those to them whenever we can. So then also, the Fords were doing the other class, but they haven't been here because of the virus. And so we've been kind of having a combined Sunday school class with the primaries and the juniors, and so we're going to go ahead and do this one as well. So the neat thing about it is I'm actually going to be going to the primary class to the junior class teaching, so until further notice. And so we're going to give those out as well. First, we're going to start with the juniors that had excellent attendance. We actually had, I believe, five with excellent and good attendance. So we'll start with the excellent attendance. If I call your name, you can come on up here, and we have a gift card for you as well as a certificate of achievement for having excellent attendance. The first one is Emma Crowder. Good job. What's that? Okay, I will. All right, and then the next one with excellent attendance is Ethan Story. And then the next one we have is Hannah Story with excellent attendance. Good job. And the last one with excellent attendance is Audrey Story. All right, and then we have one that's not here today. That actually had good attendance, and that was Anthony Ground, and we do have a gift card for him as well, but we'll get that to him next time we see him. So he had good attendance. Coming on the bus, that's always fun to see a bus kid. I know his parents come to church here as well, but it's always fun to see a bus kid when he's coming faithful. Those are the ones that you're excited about. So, all right, and then from there, we also have three that are being promoted into the teen class, so they will be leaving the junior class into the senior class, or to the teen class. And so the first one that is actually here is Audrey Story. So Audrey will be going to the teen department, as well as the two others that are not here, and that is Rebecca Ford and Tristan Granger. Both of them have been promoted because they have, I guess I could read this to you, certificate of promotion. This certifies that Rebecca Ford has having made satisfactory progress in the required courses in primary class are hereby promoted to teen class on September 13th, 2020 at Graceway Baptist Church. And you have your Sunday school teachers as well as pastors John Hancock on there to prove that that is legit. And so just real quick, I'll tell you about the gift cards that we have here. For those that had excellent attendance, they got $10 on a Dairy Queen gift card, and those that had good attendance got $5 on the gift card. So good incentive to get them to be here at church, but we should all be coming to church. The Bible says that we shouldn't forsake the assembling of ourselves together. Thank you, Pastor. So let's not forget about that, and we wanted to congratulate each of those that are moving on. So I appreciate all y'all in our class.
You know, I gotta tell you, $10 at Dairy Queen, a lot of milkshakes. All right, Brother Ruben, you're up.
A lot of support here. Keep the attention off me and give you all something better to look at.
I love my wife. We're up here for the same thing, to give for a certificate for excellent attendance, okay? And I also want to recognize, these are the same three here that I'd like to recognize, because we did have a project in the teen class, and it was to take a verse, it was to go up in front, it was to for them to study on their own, not really seek help from their parents, to look in it, and then to get in front of whoever was there and to teach it. And we had the same three. They did it. And another one also, Rachel Ford. She had done it, but she's not here. And just, it gets scary to be up in front of people teaching. And so it's, they're warriors. They just got up. And hopefully when team thing is done, they'll leave and they'll be teachers. You know, they'll have no problem sharing the gospel and wanting to help out. So our first one here is the Yeti, Caleb Crowder. I like to call him the Yeti because he just kind of reminds me of the Bigfoot, the big feet, I should say. He's got big feet. Okay. Here you go, babe. Congratulations, sir. Appreciate you. All right, and Mr. Blake Crowder. Now we're going to be losing him due to age, but
that sounded so morbid.
He's on life support right now, and we're thinking about pulling the plug. I don't know. But Blake has done a lot of great things, too. He's not only I remember him when we first came, he led the congregation in songs. And then I know that he went and he's teaching Sunday school and he was teaching junior church. And even in the teens, I'll really miss him because his voice sounds really, my voice sounds really good with his as he sings, as he leads songs. So he's a definite asset. And that's kind of a role I like. You know, I think that the younger teens have like a good role model, a good somebody to look at. You know, this is what you're to be doing. We do really, really appreciate you, and we'll appreciate you more when you, when you, when you leave too. All right, and the last is Danielle Ford. She shows up just as much as we are, and thank you for your faithfulness, young lady, and just continue to do it.
Yeah.
All right. Now, we cannot wait for the new ones.
Oh.
Right? We can't wait for you. We are excited.
Yeah.
A beautiful voice, the powerful voice, and your love for the scripture.
Mm-hmm.
So we are excited. Don't be afraid. These guys are teddy bears in their own little way, but we are definitely looking at, We're excited to have you.
Let's give everybody a hand. It's all the kids.
You know, I was thinking there that I think dads should charge tax on all things received. You know, and so I was thinking about that that gift certificate. And boy, you know, that would be I think 10% is good. Amen. So. Well, open your Bibles this morning to 1 Kings chapter 19. 1 Kings chapter 19, and I'm not going to take long. Of course, that's the last words of every Baptist preacher. But I'm not going to take long this morning, but I do want to point out some things with these young people being promoted. And I look out and I see these young people, and you know, some of them, they come to church. They're able to come to church, and you know, when you look out and you see these young people, you realize who you're looking at. You're looking at the faithful Christians of tomorrow. When we have moved on, they are going to be the ones who carry the torch. And there they'll be the ones that we pass the mantle on to. First Kings chapter 19, we read about the passing on of a mantle. In 1 Kings chapter 19, look if you would at verse 13. It says, "And it was so, when Elijah heard it, that he wrapped his face in his mantle and went out and stood in the entering of the cave. And behold, there came a voice unto him and said, What doest thou here, Elijah? And he said, I have been very jealous for the Lord God of hosts, because the children of Israel have forsaken thy covenant, thrown down thine altars, slain thy prophets with a sword. And I only am left, and they seek my life to take it away. The Lord said unto him, Go return unto thy way to the wilderness of Damascus, and when thou comest, anoint Hazael to be king over Syria, and Jehu the son of Nimshi shall thou anoint to be king over Israel, and Elisha the son of Shaphat of Abimelech shall thou anoint to be the prophet in thy room. And it shall come to pass that him that escapeth the sword of Hazael shall Jehu slay, and him that escapeth from the sword of Jehu shall Elisha slay. Yet I have left 7,000 in Israel, all the knees which have not bowed unto Baal, and every mouth which hath not kissed him. So he departed thence, and found Elisha, the son of Shaphat, who was plowing with 12 yoke of oxen before him, and he with the 12th. And Elisha passed by him, and cast his mantle upon him. And he left the oxen, and ran after Elijah, and said, Let me, I pray thee, kiss my father and my mother, and then I will follow thee. And he said unto him, Go back again, for what have I done to thee? And he returned back from him, and took a yoke of the oxen, and slew them, and boiled their flesh with the instruments of the oxen, and gave unto the people, and they did eat. Then he arose and went after Elijah, and ministered unto him. Now, this account here is basically the account where Elijah the prophet passed the mantle on to Elisha. And we know later on that Elijah was taken up in a whirlwind, and Elisha then totally took over. And we see Elijah was coming to the end when the Lord was getting ready to take him up in the whirlwind. And it was time for Elijah to pass on the responsibility of being the prophet of God to another prophet who was faithful, one who loved the Lord, and that was Elisha, that Elijah passed the mantle to. It was Elisha who would continue the work of the prophet. And as I look at these young people here this morning, and I see all the smiling faces, some smiling, not all, everybody smiling, and you know, I see the very people in the church that one day we will be passing the mantle to. And I'm humbled that this church has the opportunity to come alongside of the parents and teaching these young people the Word of God. Now, we know that the ultimate responsibility for the children, the ultimate responsibility for the spiritual welfare of the children is the parents. It's not the local church, okay? It's the parents. But the local church is supposed to come alongside the parents and teach these kids when they come to church. And so there's a great responsibility there. This church, we've been given a great privilege to teach these young people the Word of God, even though it's only about 2 or 3 hours a week. You know, 1 hour Sunday morning for Sunday school. For some, there are a couple hours for those that are in junior church. And then also 1 hour on Wednesday night. And I'm proud of all these young folks here this morning, especially those who are being promoted to the next class, those who had excellent attendance. Boy, that's something that you just don't see a lot of in America today. Is, I mean, people that are just faithful coming to church and young people faithful coming to church. And so, you know, there are some folks this morning that I want to thank for making all this possible this morning. And no doubt, the one that needs to be thanked the most is the Lord Jesus Christ. Because without the Lord Jesus Christ, none of this would be possible. Without Him, there would be no need for any of us to be here. If you'll flip over to 1 Corinthians chapter 15, I'm going to show you just how important it is that the Lord Jesus Christ be thanked first. Now, there are a lot of people that need to be thanked. And I'm going to try my best to thank everybody in here this morning for making all this possible, even though it's about our young people and the accomplishments that they have done. But in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, look if you would at verse 12. Now, Paul here is talking about basically if Jesus Christ had not done what He had done, if He did not arise from the dead. He says in 1 Corinthians 15, look at verse 12. He says, "Now if Christ be preached that He rose from the dead, how say some of you that there is no resurrection from the dead?" Well, there were people there who were basically saying that there's no such thing as the resurrection from the dead. The Sadducees are people that believe that, okay? And there are some people that are saying that there was no resurrection from the dead. By the way, there are people today who still say that there was no resurrection from the dead, okay? But he says this, "If Christ be preached that He rose from the dead, how say some of you, some among you that there is no resurrection of the dead? But if there be no resurrection of the dead, then Christ is not risen." In other words, if people cannot be made alive once they have died, then Christ did not rise from the dead. And then he goes on to say, "And if Christ be not risen, then our preaching vain, and your faith is also vain." If Jesus Christ did not come up out of that grave after 3 days, then we are all wasting our time being here this morning. I'm wasting my time telling you about the Lord Jesus Christ. You're wasting your time sitting in this church if He did not arise from the dead. Verse 15, "Yea, and we are found false witnesses of God, because we have testified of God that He raised up Christ, whom He raised not up, if so be that the dead rise not. For if the dead rise not, then is Christ not raised. And if Christ is not raised, your faith in vain. You are yet in your sins." You see how important it is? If Jesus Christ didn't come out of that grave, we're all still in our sins, which means we're men most miserable, which means we're just waiting to die and all go to hell. But here's the good news, and it's called the gospel, that Jesus Christ died for our sins, was buried, and rose again the third day. The greatest news that there is. "And if Christ be not raised," verse 17, "your faith is in vain, you are yet in your sins. Then they also which are fallen asleep in Christ are perished." Even those people who have died who are Christians, they're going to perish too if Christ is not risen from the dead. "If in this life only we have hope in Christ, we are men most miserable. But now is Christ risen from the dead and become the first fruits of them that slept." What he's saying is this, that he showed you, you know, if he had not risen from the dead, this is how bad things would be. But then he says this, the truth is he did rise from the dead. And because of that, We're all here today, in this church today, because of that. These children are able to, these young people are able to hear about the Lord Jesus Christ and hear about Him raising from the dead, and reading about the things that He did while on this earth, and able to read the whole Bible and understand that Christ is all the way from Genesis all the way through Revelation, and are able to learn these things. And so, no doubt, the first person we need to thank more than anybody else is the Lord Jesus Christ. Without Him, none of this would be possible. But I also want to thank another group of people, and that is our teachers. Now, there are some teachers that are unable to be here because of the COVID, and we know that when it's over with, they're going to come back, and we're going to have more teachers. But, you know, our teachers are somebody I want to thank, because without them doing it, it would not be possible to have this, the promotion Sunday as well. You know, you've heard me say in the past, but some of the most joyful memories I've ever had are the memories I have of learning the Bible in Sunday school and in children's church when I was a little boy. I can still remember the flannel graphs the same as they were yesterday. I can remember every one of them. I can still remember the stories of Samson and Noah and Jonah and Daniel, and of course the stories of Jesus and all He did while He was on this earth. And I remember even being in teen class. Now, I understand that was quite a time ago. And I remember learning all the practical lessons in the teen class from the Bible, that the Bible teaches us. And I even remember actually being a part of Promotion Sunday. I was actually a part of that too, like you are today. And I have those memories because somebody volunteered to teach. I have those memories because of that. You know, Brother Reuben, he teaches our teens, both during Sunday school and Wednesday night. Brother John, Sister Story, they teach the kids on Sunday mornings and Wednesday nights. Sister Kim Mort teaches. We have those who are unable to be here because of COVID, they teach. You know, and you have others, Rachel Ford, Tim and Amy, they all teach. And you know, these teachers spend a lot of time preparing the messages. And they take, teaching these young people seriously. And I just don't tell our teachers thank you near enough. I really don't. They give up a lot, folks. And, I will say this, we do need more volunteers, because these teachers miss the teaching and preaching that the other people this church get on a regular basis. I mean, I don't know if you ever think about this or not, but the teachers that teach these young people, they're not here for Wednesday night to hear the messages preached. They miss Sunday school. They generally miss almost half or more of the teaching classes and preaching that you get. And they sacrifice a lot. And because of that, we need to pray for our teachers, and we need to encourage our teachers. And not only that, but they also sacrifice a lot of fellowship. You know, the fellowship that we have, we're sitting here with the other people and shaking hands and those sorts of things, they sacrifice a lot of that. Now, so we need volunteers. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean that you have to teach all the time. If you want to volunteer, I mean, even if a person volunteered for like even one class a month, you know, just to step in there and give a break, or maybe just to sit there and help out while the other one is teaching and give one of the two people in that room a break, or even maybe just filling in as a substitute. We need more volunteers. And because I tell you this, the children's ministry, there is no doubt when it comes to local church, there are two ministries that are absolutely critical, and that's missions and young people. Missions and young people. You say missions, why? Well, because God has always blessed a church that supports missions. And if we don't support missions anymore, I don't think God's blessing will be upon us. We also, the ministry of the youth is so important as well, because like I said, these are the Christians of tomorrow. These are the ones that we teach and we lift up. And it is important for these teachers to teach them, because they're going to be the ones that, I mean, let's face it, without the youth, this church would cease to exist after a while. Amen? And so it's very, very important. And so if you are not a teacher in this church, I want to encourage you to volunteer to teach in this church. And like I said, you don't have to just jump full in. I mean, you can help out here and there and then go from there. You would not believe how much just a little help would help out these teachers, okay? And so I want to encourage you this morning to volunteer to teach in this church. And I want to thank the teachers for all that they do and all your faithfulness in teaching these young people. And, you know, just as some of those that taught, we have, you know, listen, we have no idea sometimes that the impact that we have as teachers. We really have no idea. And I will tell you that one of these days we're going to know the impact that we had. I have no doubts that there are people that taught me in Sunday school when I was a very young boy, when I was about 8 or 9, that have no idea that I'm a preacher today. And they will never know that until they get on the other side of eternity, because I don't even know how to get a hold of these folks to say it. I don't even know if some of them are even still alive. But I know this, because somebody took the time to teach. A little boy was not only saved when he went to church. A little boy heard the word of God. And then when he grew up, he became a preacher. You don't understand, teachers, who you're teaching. You ever think about the person who led, you know, people like Charles Spurgeon to the Lord? They had no idea that person would one day become a preacher. You have no idea the impact of what you're teaching, how much it has. But we do know this: the Word of God never comes back void. And so I just want to remind you as teachers that you have a great responsibility, and I'm thankful that you have taken the time to volunteer to teach these kids. And one of these days, when we get to the judgment seat of Christ, you're going to see the impact that you had teaching the Word of God to these young people. And boy, I tell you what, it can be a reward for you on this side of eternity, but it can be a major reward for you on the other side of eternity as well. And so I want to say not only thank you to the Lord Jesus Christ first and foremost, but I also want to say thank you to the teachers. I also want to say thank you to the parents of these young folks. The fact that the parents, some of the parents are here, and some of the parents allow their children to come and be taught the Word of God is a credit to them. And it shows that they see a great importance of their children learning the Word of God. And it shows that they care about their children knowing the Lord and knowing the truth. And without parents allowing their children to come to this church, there would be no youth program. There would be no Sunday school classes or children's church or Wednesday night services for the young people. And I would like to encourage the parents of these folks to remain faithful and not only to continue to make it a priority for their children to come to church, but also to encourage those families to get other children and other families to bring their children to church as well. We're living in a day when the devil wants the minds of our young people. And we're living in a day when he really wants to erase God and godly things from their thought process. And we're seeing in our young people all across this nation, young people that care less and less about God as time goes on. And, you know, as parents, we need to keep on fighting the good fight of faith. We need to be faithful getting our children in church and keeping them there so that they can learn, so that they can see the truth as they grow up, so they don't have to only know what the world has to offer and only know the teachings of the world, but they can know the truth. And they learn that through the local church. And so it's very, very important for parents to continue to allow their children to come to church and still bring them to church, because the long-lasting effects on that is going to be just tremendous, because they're able to see the truth that other young people in this world are not able to see. So I want to thank the parents for allowing their children to be here and to come to this church. And then finally, I want to thank all of our young people for being here today and coming to church. And I know that some of you woke up this morning and just couldn't wait to get to church. I mean, bright-eyed, brushy-tailed, and woke up and say, "Wow, I can't wait to come to church." And some people probably woke up and said, "Boy, I'd like to go back to sleep." Now, I'm not going to ask which one you are, okay? But I will say this: you're here this morning, and you are sitting in church, and I'm glad that you're here, and I'm glad that you've been coming to church. And I want to let you know that you all, regardless of your age, you're all a major part of Graceway Baptist Church. This is your church, and I'm glad you're here. But just as the mantle was passed from Elijah to Elisha, so will the mantle one day be passed to you. And some of you may be the one that one day to be a Sunday school teacher. Some of you may grow up to marry, to be a missionary or marry a missionary. Some of you may grow up to be preachers. We don't know. God has that in plan for you. He knows what you're going to be. Our job as teachers and our job as this church is to faithfully teach you. But I'm so thankful that you're faithful to come and be taught. And that's a good thing. I tell you this, the Bible is going to help you learn how to live life. It's going to show you how to be saved, how to know for sure that you're going to spend eternity with the Lord Jesus Christ in heaven. It's going to tell you how to live your life to the best it could possibly be living. Now, how many of you like to have fun? Amen? Now, listen, don't think just because you're young, you're the only ones that's seeking for fun. Us old guys are seeking for fun too. Amen? But I'm just going to tell you that the best life that you can live, the life where you have less to worry about. Listen, we all have things to worry about when it comes to the life that we live right now. But boy, it's good to know that if anything should happen, that heaven is our home. And the Bible tells us how to live in such a way that is the best way to live, the way we were meant to live. And that's according to the Word of God. As you learn that, it's going to help you out in life. It's going to help you have joy. It's going to help you have peace. It's going to help you have fun in life. But you got to continue to read the Bible. Not just read it only when you're coming to church on Sundays, but read it all the time and pray all the time. The Bible's going to help you with that. The Bible's also going to keep you out of trouble. If you do what the Bible tells you to do, it's going to keep you out of trouble. I don't know about you, but I like being out of trouble. Being in trouble. Listen, when I was young, I couldn't stand being in trouble because I knew there were consequences to pay. But boy, you know, when you're living a life and you're not in trouble, that sure is a good thing. The Bible tells you how to stay out of trouble. Do you know the Bible even tells you how to live longer? Sure does. It tells you if you respect your parents. If you honor your father and mother, you get to live longer. See, the Bible has so many things for you. And so many times young people in this world take the Bible for granted. And they say, oh man, they're making me read the Bible again. No, listen, that's where all the answers are. May I say this too to all the young people, one of these days as you get older, you're going to notice that life is going to get a little bit bumpy. When you get a little bit older and become a teen, get on your own, when you do what they say when you become an adult, life can get a little bit bumpy. But you know what you have? You have the comfort of the Word of God that tells you how to handle those bumps. And what a good thing that is. I want to encourage you young people, listen, keep coming to church, keep being faithful, keep reading your Bible, believe every word of it, love it, stay in prayer, and as you grow, the more you'll grow in Christ, as you're growing physically, the more you're going to grow in Christ, if you keep on staying in the book, keep on coming to Bible, keep on hearing preaching, keep on, you know, come to Sunday school, get those achievement awards, keep on being faithful. Now, Next year, when we have a promotion Sunday, we're going to have another reward. What reward is that, John? Most improved spiritually. Now, let me tell you something. We're going to make that reward worth your time. But may I tell you, there's no way we could give you anything that's going to reward you more than growing in Christ. That's the goal of every Christian, to grow in Christ. Next year, we're going to have the reward in each group of who grew the most spiritually, who changed the most. You know, the Bible will change you. It'll change you. It'll change the way you think, the way you act, all that. So we'll be watching to see who's growing the most spiritually next year. But I want to encourage you to keep on doing that, whether there's a reward or not. Keep growing in the Lord, because He'll only help you. I want to thank all of our young people for coming to church, being faithful, being here this morning, smiling at me with those smiles on your faces. I want to thank all of you for that. Keep up the good work. Keep coming. Keep being faithful. You know what? Listen to the teachers when they teach you. Understand what they have forsaken so they could be in that room teaching you. Be thankful for them and pray for them. In church, we need to pray for our teachers, for our parents, and for our children. Continue to pray for them. And I'm looking forward to next Promotion Sunday to see who got the reward for being faithful to come to church and being here, those who achieved certain things And yeah, even those who grew the most spiritually. Looking forward to that next year. All right, let's pray.